Welcome to week 14 of the Frenzy
with Franchise and Parth. I am, of course, Russell Franchise. The guy in front of me can't stop beating me week after week.
Told you, homie.
The great one, Parth Vader. How you do, sir?
Still recovering from the lock-in.
Oh, man. I've seen a couple of pictures
from that. It was so much fun. This year turned out 10 times better than I thought it would. Like, I expected some with the limited amount of time that we had to put this thing together,
mm-hmm.
registration and everything, that would be just like ho-hum. It was a fucking blast.
What was the most extreme thing that happened?
The most extreme thing
extreme.
That happened? Freight Train and Ziploc and Black Bolt being on the same team together.
Shit. Wait. What game was this?
About 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What was the name of the 3 o'clock, the teams at the 3 o'clock?
Oh, man. I think it was Cocaine versus Adderall.
It's exactly what you probably need for a 3 o'clock game. But, I mean, a lot of turnout for it. I've seen a couple of pictures of it. Couple of blocks that kind of happened.
Everybody had the right idea this year. Everybody brought some air mattresses and pajamas and onesies. It was all ready to go. We had a breakfast at the end. It was tight, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was?
Oh, it was basically buffet style. Like, you go to Shoney's, like, right. We had grits and just a shit ton of bacon and sausage, some scrambled eggs.
Spartanburg Deli Rolls,
yeah. Sheesh. Spartanburg Deli Rolls and USCAR, the Upstate South Carolina Roller Derby.
USCAR'd. Wow. Well, you had a great time.
I had a great time. Everybody else seemed to have a great time, and everybody's ready for next year. Lock-in 6.
Do we go back to Police Academy?
Bride of Lock-in.
Wouldn't 6 be... Wait, hold up.
Bride of Chucky was 6.
6. Right. Was 6 for Police Academy assignment... Might no.
I think Miami Beach was 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Was this Mission Moscow?
Mission Moscow, I think, was 6.
The last great... Well, it wasn't really...
Was it the last one, period?
I think it was the last Police Academy movie they made. And then they went to the series. Fun fact, that was the first movie the Russian government allowed Americans to film after.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they wanted to start with the right one. They did it.
They started with the right franchise. But we have lots to get to tonight. Lots of big things happened this week that we got to cover, and 5 games we got to pick. Also, playoff time.
So, was it 2 years ago or was it last year that Aaron Rodgers told everybody to R E L A X? Now their coach is G O M E gone.
I know you. Until it happens to you, until it happens to you,
it did. Well, no, it did. Tom Coughlin.
Well, he got you 2 Super Bowls.
Got me
2. My guy only got me 1. We're gonna get to that fiasco, but first this.
Offside.
Wait till you hear Red Cashier say first down.
That penalty is declined.
Here comes
first down.
Here it comes. First down, says Red Cashin.
All right. Well, we like to keep it serious. We like to keep it loose here on the Frenzy. But unfortunately, the first game that we have to talk about deals with some serious things that actually happen off the field. Of course, I am talking about the Kareem Hunt situation for the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt got into an accident back in January where he and a female got into a verbal altercation. Words turned to shoving. Shoving turned into a kick. Situation was kind of mute for a while. Then TMZ brought up the video.
Well, it wasn't mute for a second. Like, he told the organization, he told the Chiefs, mm-hmm. one story. He said, "I didn't touch anybody."
Right.
You know, all of that stuff. And then, you know, they took him at his word. Then the video came out. Did you see the video?
I've seen the video. Like, the video is, I'll put it to you like this. Knowing how the NFL deals with domestic abuse.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Looking at that video, if you follow the steps through, up until the point that he actually kicks the girl, he actually had, in my opinion, he actually could have gotten away with it. Because he put...
There were no punches or anything. No. I mean, shoving is one thing. Kicking and punching, it was the kick that did it.
Yeah.
You should never put your hands on a woman, female. As big of a dude as he is, he should know that.
Yeah.
As nice of a hotel. Have you ever been to a nice hotel? There's cameras everywhere. Why would you do dumb shit in front of a camera? Don't do dumb shit, period. But if you are, just do it in your room.
Look, I would like to continue this conversation inside my room.
Oh, I'm like, no, you're done. Like, the conversation, he needs to have the forethought to just walk away from that situation. Like, everybody else there had, you know, their head on straight trying to hold him back. And he was just throwing his old boys out of the fucking way.
I blame this on the posse.
No.
The posse should have, look.
They were doing all they could. He was shoving them out of the way. I mean, Kareem Hunt is Kareem Hunt.
Right.
He bowls big dudes over for a living.
I'm just saying.
He was shoving and throwing his own friends out of the way. He threw his friend into the girl, into the wall.
Yeah.
So, fuck Kareem Hunt. He's a horrible person. And the Kansas City Chiefs did exactly what they should have done.
To your point, I have to agree with you. First, commissioner put Kareem Hunt on the exempt list, which they did last week with the 49ers player that got into the same situation. Then the Chiefs released him immediately. I mean, like 12 hours after the video had been released on TMZ, it was already, you know, he was already gone. And then at midnight, the Washington Redskins claimed him off waivers. Just kidding about that. I'm kidding, but damn if we weren't so close to having that happen. So, the situation at hand is the Chiefs, who kind of came off that bye week, needed a running game. But apparently, the way Mahomes played against the Raiders, they didn't really need it. Mahomes throws four touchdowns.
It's the Raiders, they can't get away without a run game in the playoffs.
Right. I mean, they get.
And they can't trade for anybody right now. All they can do is pick up somebody that is not.
Let's see. I mean,
not playing football right now.
Looking at the situation, where would be the primary running back? But he had 47 yards for.
Then the Chiefs just picked somebody up, if I'm not mistaken. I mean.
But Mahomes actually led in both passing and rushing, 52 yards on nine carries, as well as 295 yards, four touchdowns, two of which goes to Travis Kelce, and I mean. It did enough to get my team into the playoffs, number one seed, by the way, because that's how we do things at Discount Double Check. Even though I've never claimed the Packers at one time on the message board,
I've heard you say nothing about the Packers all season.
Next game we pick, we'll be talking about the Packers, but this is a different situation now. The Chiefs 10-2 are kind of in a good situation in the AFC West, but without that run game, they are kind of sitting ducks, especially when you have a surging Chargers team. Phillip Rivers having the game that he had last week.
I've been telling you about those Chargers, man. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
But we also have to talk about the Ravens, who are also at least a favorite wild card team, especially when you have. Backup like Lamar Jackson still backing up for the pre-elite one. He didn't do anything. 125 yards with no touchdowns and no picks. But really, you didn't really need anything to beat the Falcons, who at this point are just shitty. 26-16. So now you have a wild card team taking on a potential number one seed in the AFC without even a star player, the star running back to go with it. So this could be a situation at hand that could potentially give us a wild card, or at least a wild ending to the game. The Chiefs are favored at home by Vegas, 6.5.
Oh, yeah, they'll stomp the Ravens.
Are you sure they're going to stop the Ravens?
Yeah, they'll stomp them.
I'll put it to you. Let's see. I put it to you like this. The Ravens, especially with Lamar Jackson has had moments where he can showcase his skills. I don't necessarily know if this is the game where he showcased it. I think the Chiefs win, but I think we're going to see much of the same thing that we saw last week. They don't have a run game. Ware's not anywhere close to what Kareem Hunt's going to be. So I guess the key here would be to keep throwing touchdowns to Hill and Kelsey and hope that they can't catch you off guard. I mean, it sucks that a player lied to you know, people and kicked a girl in the head, but...
Never put yourself in that position, people. Walk away. There's nothing wrong with walking away.
Walk away, or at least have someone else still.
Walk away. It's information from your old Uncle Parth telling you this from experience, people. Walk away.
Insert...
So many times... I've not regretted walking away. I felt so much better by myself because I knew if I stayed...
Don't let anger get the best of you.
Exactly.
The more you know.
Go home and play video games. Get your aggression out on that.
Red Dead 2.
That's right. I take my aggression out on killing the Ku Klux Klan.
This show is presented by Red Dead 2 tonight.
Show's not... It's not sponsored by Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption, where you can kill the clan and not lose your rating, where your horse's balls shrivel up in the winter. Rockstar, Xbox, give me free shit.
But would they give you like a DLC pack, like DLC or additional guns, if they were to give you free shit?
Yes, I take a new coat. All
right.
My duster's getting pretty dirty.
Your digital duster.
My digital duster's getting pretty dirty. I need a new fishing rod, actually. True story.
Real life or in the game?
In the game. You can do so much in this game, dude. You can just literally just sit there and fish for like 2 hours if you want to. You just go to the ice. Seriously, man.
So wait, do you just spend your time?
Hunt. Yeah, I hunt and I fish. I mean, I've done a lot. I've done a bunch of the side missions and regular stuff, but for the most part, I just hunt.
You know, you can do this outside in real life, too.
Yeah, but...
Just a suggestion.
It's too real. Where are we at next?
I think we all know where I'm at next. The second biggest story, or maybe, depending on who you ask, biggest story, is the fact that the Packers have... first of all, the Packers are, despite their record... Maybe not be making the playoffs this year after
they've got the same record as the Giants.
I think at this point we still have the record. We have the same record as the Cleveland Browns, which means that we are shitty. And we lost a game that we should have won against the 2-9 Cardinals, 20-17. And what I have to say has been. Maybe the most passive-aggressively played game by the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers quit on Mike McCarthy in that game. Like, he was just... He was not there.
But you're playing the Cardinals. Which I can... Look, I understand the theory that any given Sunday. But when you're at home and it's cold as fuck and you're playing a Cardinals team where their only great player right now... It's a 35-year-old Larry Fitzgerald who's only catching for 38 yards? Come on! And then, of course, Mason Crosby has to deliver the death knell in a situation where game on the line, or at least a situation where he can tie the game, he kicks possibly the most passive-aggressive kick in history. Like, it was one of those kicks where it's just like, meh.
Yeah, it was a meh kick.
20-17, immediately, though, after Mike McCarthy went on went into the podium and spoke his piece about the game, he was instantly fired by the Packers organization. I think Joe Lombardi, who may be, I think he might be the great-grandson
of Vince. Great-grandson
of Vince Lombardi is taking over the head coaching situations until we find a team. But I got to be honest, Parth. I think probably going back to the first game of the season, you kind of knew that it was going to be rough for the Packers.
Yeah, I feel like if the Packers didn't make the playoffs, McCarthy was going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like the front office is saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with the firing, but
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I mean, we're getting reports that Aaron Rodgers was a prima donna, like essentially, especially during the game, mocking Mike McCarthy's play calling while in the game. So I can't R-E-L-A-X. I can just W-O-R-R-Y.
I mean, the only person that's ever really been able to get away with doing that was Brett Favre. Brett Favre was winning.
Yeah. And now Brett Favre sending messages to the white supremacists for $500 a pop. Yeah, that's a true story. He got paid $500 through one of the, you know, the celebrity apps where... You know, you pay a celebrity $500 and they record like a minute long. Apparently, members of the a white supremacy group wrote him like cryptic words that they wanted him to drop in, and like a dumbass, because
I mean, without checking,
yeah, anyway. Not without vouching for anything, he actually says all of these terrible things.
And they chopped it up, didn't they?
Yeah. But to be honest, they also got Perez Hilton and, of all people, Lance Bass to say it. So,
it's a trio. It's a trio. It's a trio you want doing a podcast together.
Bass, Perez Hilton, Brett Favre. Would it be? It has to be a jeans podcast.
Mm.
Who wore it better? Where it's just like, who wore it better? Sponsored by Wrangler. Wrangler, give us a free shit. Size 50, 32 NC.
All right, where we at now?
Well, we're still with the Packers, who at this point probably aren't going to make the playoffs. They'll play a team that probably also won't make the playoffs, but because they're such a shitty team right now, the Falcons.
God, I did not expect the Falcons to be this bad this season.
You
I honestly didn't.
I mean, last.
Like, who did they really lose this season? They really lose anybody this season? Like,
they didn't lose anybody.
Matt's still playing, isn't he?
He's playing, but he's not playing up to his potential. In the 26,
Julio's still playing. He only got like 10 yards.
Got one fantasy point. If you, there are people who I have a friend at work who had his playoff on the line.
Sammy lost by 4 points.
Yeah.
All she had to do was beat Ross. I would have been in.
I can only win the games that I have, sir. You can root for me as I...
I don't know. Ash has never won before, man. I want this to be his Eagles year. His one. Ash has been in since the beginning, since I started the fantasy football, like 12 years ago.
Sir,
like, him and Kenny started the league.
I can go two championships in 3 years, sir. That's impressive.
Or you'd be like me and get five.
You know what? Fuck it. We're going for five championships. All right, but Julio Jones only has 1 point, 2 catches, 18 yards. Matt Ryan, 131 yards with 1 touchdown in a 26-16 loss. They can't compete for the NFC South because of all the divisional losses that they racked up. This is going to be this is essentially, and I hate to use this term when talking about my beloved Packers, but this game is pretty much a turd sandwich against a piece of shit, sir. Vegas has the Packers in Green Bay by 6 points. And I want to call the tie, but no one ever ties anymore in this league.
I say to celebrate Mike McCarthy's departure, Aaron Rodgers is going to ball out of control. I'm calling 350 yards. Three touchdowns.
350.
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
You have a lot more optimism and hope.
It's not optimism. I'm just saying he's gonna ball out of control and to rub it in McCarthy's face.
You're right.
And I think he would be petty enough to do that too.
Like, he would have his greatest game.
Yeah. This would be his Brett Favre father dying game.
Is he throwing a double cup?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful game. Guys, go to Facebook, go to YouTube, look up Brett Favre versus...
Brett Favre Monday Night Football.
Well, it's Packers versus Raiders. This guy is like, the grief is so extreme that he's just making these erratic plays and somehow is getting across. He throws two touchdowns both times into double coverage. Like, I am not making this. Like, I think one play is a triple coverage.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's going to be his game.
So, I got to go pack. Oh, I'm going to go Packers just solely for the fact that the Falcons, as much disorganized as the Packers are, the Falcons are twice as much. They haven't won a game in quite a long time. And certainly, if it starts snowing up in Green Bay, nothing's going to happen. I think you're right. Packers, Aaron Rodgers gets ready to throw into triple coverage and tells Mike McCarthy to suck it
twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X proudly brings to you its soon to be WWF Tag Team Champion of the World.
And the fans on their feet. Folks, I guarantee you ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
Alright. Pep, I gotta look at this set.
Are we gonna talk about the Panthers?
Look. I did not want to talk about the Panthers, but here's the deal. The last time the Panthers won their last game, November 4th, in a 42-28 victory against the Buccaneers at home.
Different quarterback.
I think, was that the Harvard man? I think that was the Harvard man. Since then, the Panthers have lost games to players to teams that you didn't think they would lose to. Look, I can understand they would lose to the Steelers. That would be a tough game when you're in Pittsburgh. You give the Lions a 1-point win, follow that up with a 3-point win by the Seahawks, where you miss the field goal and allow the Seahawks team to go up the field and score a last-minute field goal to get the game. And then just last week, they did the unthinkable. They gave Jameis Winston a win in the division. Winston throws for two touchdowns in a 24-17 beating of the Panthers. And, I mean, this is despite the fact that Cam Newton threw for 300 yards with two touchdowns, four picks. McCaffrey had a 106 on the ground. And Samuel had 88 yards on six catches. So right now, the Panthers, who 4 games ago were actually looking like a wild card contender, are sitting at 6-6, wondering if they can actually even make it to the playoffs at this point. But they will go up against your team and my team, or Ohio's team at this point. The Cleveland Browns.
Fueled by beer and passion.
Fueled by hate, more than likely. Because we saw the Bengals 2 weeks ago. We saw the Bengals 2 weeks ago pretty much get beat down by the Browns. The Texans came back last week and pretty much brought the Browns back to reality in the 29-13 victory. The Browns, Baker Mayfield, 397 yards. Three yards away from a 400 game. Believe it or not, one touchdown, three picks. Nick Chubb, one touchdown on 33 yards rushing. And Landry, once again, doing it, 103 with six catches on his back. Parth.
Browns are winning this game.
Are you calling the Browns?
The Browns are going to beat the Carolina Panthers this week.
2 points if you do pick.
Write it down. Take a picture.
The Browns are a two-point underdog here. At home. You're still going.
Still.
Cam Newton was last year's MVP. Yeah,
no, I know, right?
I don't know. What's going on in Charlotte? Because this isn't, I mean, losing four games straight with Cam Newton is not what the Panthers do. That's not what they're known for.
Don't matter what you're known for, man. That's what happens.
Yeah. I'm rolling with the Panthers unless I get note that there's a dumpster fire outside of the Cleveland Browns Stadium, or if they brought the rally posse back in, or if Bud Light decides to hand out free beer just because fuck it all. I'm going to go Panthers here just for some type of hope. Maybe the Panthers find their winning streak again. If not, may God have mercy on everybody. So, you know what? Because the Panthers game was such a down. two quick picks, but they're all good. But this is going to be the first two quick picks within the NFC East.
Okay.
Because we had some big things happen last week. Your Giants came out of nowhere. I think the Bears forced overtime.
When I want them to lose, they win. We should be playing for a fucking draft pick right now.
Right. The Nanny McPhee rule.
Yeah, we should be playing for a draft pick right now. But it is a quality victory because we might be playing spoiler for the rest of the season, which I'm totally fine with.
The Giants win in overtime, 30-27. With a Rosa overtime field goal, getting it, and then a big time stop against the Bears on fourth and short,
and a 49 yard touchdown from Odell Beckham Jr. to Shepherd,
and then
from Odell Beckham with the arm, baby, do it all. It's a Swiss Army knife football.
He actually got more fantasy points than Eli once.
Yeah.
Also going balls, Saquon Barkley, 125 yards. There's one play where he just has the ball and he's just trucking everybody. So I was like, get off.
That's what we should have been doing all season, especially the last week with the Eagles. We should have won that game. We should have won that game. Anyway, we'll beat the Redskins.
Yeah, you guys are facing the Redskins, who on Monday night, they didn't have the best situation. Colt McCoy coming in relief for the game manager Alex Smith. He breaks his leg. He's out of the season. Introducing
Captain Butt Fumble.
Captain Butt Fumble, who last night actually redeemed himself. Well, you might be asking yourself, how did a guy who's behind the world's famous butt fumble recover himself? Well, there's only one way a guy who commits a butt fumble can redeem himself, and that is recovering a fumble with his own butt. That is the thing. Facebook.com/franchisefrenzy. Look that shit up. He got a fumble back using his butt. Dreams can come true, kids. It can happen to you. Although, at the same time, AP, welcome. AP. Look, AP, 90 yards?
He got a 90-yard touchdown, but he did nothing else, though.
I mean, he finished with 98 yards.
Yeah, so. I know, right?
But still, 90 yards, like, I was almost ready to write this guy off. But 90 yards keeps you in the argument here. Redskins versus Giants. The Redskins have possibly a shot if they can put some wins together, but as you said, Parth, Giants are looking to play spoiler. Giants are actually a 3.5-point favorite.
I figured it would be after that win.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going Giants. So.
Yeah, 3.5-point favorite away against the Redskins, and at this point, if all you have is Mark Sanchez throwing the ball and a AP that can only get one good burst in, Giants all the way.
Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley balls here. I'm gonna
definitely. He might get 200 yards.
I was gonna say 200 yards combined, but you know what? Fuck it. 250 yards combined. At least 125 on the ground. Gotta help fantasy people. It's playoff season, sir. Gotta help. Like, this is the one time of year where if I'm a player in the league, I want to be giving back to the community that I love so much. Much like how the Cowboys keeps putting money into the Salvation Army jar with every touchdown, and they get fined by the league. Check that out. But still, Cowboys actually making some noise last week. Cowboys shocked the world, in a manner of speaking.
No, they shocked the world, period.
A 13-10 victory against maybe one of the best offenses in the league, the Saints. I mean, I didn't see it.
Nobody saw this coming.
I mean, and I kept saying to myself, well, it's just Drew Brees. Drew Brees is just going to circle him in. And he got close, but still, when that halftime is a 13-0, you know, they pretty much score all their points in the first quarter. Saints did come back in the third quarter with 10 points, but it was nothing that Drew Brees could do. Dak Prescott, 248 yards with a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott on the ground, 76 yards. In a big-time victory, that puts the Cowboys 7-5 on the top of the NFC East. They will take their shot one more time at the Eagles, who, as we said on Monday night, pretty much gave the Redskins all they got in a 28-13 victory. Carson Wentz, 306, two touchdowns and a pick. Adams in relief, 85 yards for carry. Golden Tate, welcome back to the league. 7 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown in a sterling performance. Cowboys, Eagles, Parth, I know who you're going to pick.
Do you?
I think I know you. Look, as a Giants fan, you're stuck behind a rock in a...
It's like...
These are the two teams you hate.
In life, yes.
In life. I mean, I would almost say that...
Al-Qaeda versus the Nazis. I don't know.
I would almost say that the Giants can tolerate the Redskins.
They're not a threat. That's why we don't care about the Redskins.
But the Eagles and the Cowboys, I know you don't vote I know you don't pick the Cowboys. But at the same point, there's no love for the Eagles here.
No. The Cowboys are going to win the game.
Yes, that can... I know you're going to say the Cowboys. Is that your pick?
Though? That's my pick. Yeah.
Wait, this
Cowboys
is
going to win the game.
Wow. Cowboys are a 3.5-point favorite in Wally World. You can't... Amari Cooper is too much of a factor here. Because if you take Amari Cooper out, it's just Ezekiel Elliott and no one for Dak Prescott to throw the ball to. I'm going to play contrarian. I'm going with the Eagles here.
I thought you wanted to beat me this week.
I'm just the Cowboys can get into situations where everything's on their side and just collapse. This could be one of those games that the Eagles just...
No, we all know that the Cowboys are going to let their fan base down. They may get into the playoffs, but they're not going to win.
Right.
Because they will always let their fan base down.
And what better way to let your fan base down by losing to a fading Super Bowl team that has no business actually competing with you guys?
This would actually be hilarious to me. Win the Super Bowl and not make the playoffs next year.
It could happen. It's on the cusps. But I'm going to go with the Eagles here to take down the Cowboys.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it the annexation of Puerto Rico.
All right. Play the last game that we'll call tonight. This one actually has a very interesting playoff possibility. First of all, congratulations to the Rams, who becomes the first team to punch their ticket.
It's my other Super Bowl team.
Yeah, it is a Super Bowl.
I'm predicting Rams, Chargers, LA Super Bowl.
Would it be considered a Subway? Would it be considered a Subway Series?
Not if you're in the same. Not if you're in the same city.
Right. I mean, if because it'd be rated, it'd be Rams Chargers, mm-hmm. but it would be in Atlanta.
Yeah, so it's not a Subway Series.
The MARTA Series. Yeah. Can I call it the MARTA Series?
When the Yankees and the Mets play, it's a Subway Series because it's in the same. It's going to be in the same place, same city.
What would the Jets Giants be? Would it just be
still be the Giants Stadium?
I like you. I like it when you remind her.
That's your own goddamn league.
But the Rams actually with a 30-16 victory clinched their ticket into the playoffs. On the backs, by the way, of on the back of Todd Gurley once again going ham, a buck 32 on the ground with two touchdowns to show for it. Jared Goff 209 with a touchdown and a pick. And I mean the Rams clinched their spot. Also, we had our first team mathematically eliminated, the Oakland Raiders, but you kind of knew that after
that. Didn't San Francisco get eliminated first?
No. Officially, the Raiders are the first team eliminated.
I thought San Francisco was the first
team. Yeah. The 49ers didn't trade their best defensive player and their best offensive player at any point during the season. So, They'll live to see another day, hopefully. The Rams will take on, of all teams, the Bears, who, as we said before, they lost to the Giants, but don't take anything away from the Bears. The Bears are still a threat. They're still on top of the... For the time being, they're still on top of the NFC North with an 8-4 record. The only situation is they don't really have a quarterback. Right now, Chase Daniels is taking over for Trubisky.
So, are you saying that Chase Daniels is the king of the North?
How dare you, sir? How dare you, sir? There's only one king of the North.
Chase Daniels right now.
It's not Chase.
You're on top of the division. You're the king of the North. That's how it goes.
How many Super Bowls does Chase Daniels have? Goose egg. Aaron Rodgers is still the king of the North as long as I'm alive and living, sir. That could change if he gets injured. But to your extent, he is kind of holding for it. 280 in the victory, in the loss against the Giants, 285, a touchdown, two picks. It looks like Jordan Howard's going to be the lead back going forward. 76 yards carrying over Cohen's 30 yards. Although Tariq Cohen did have 156 yards with 12 carries, 12 catches to go through. Sunday night, these two teams, Rams versus Bears, and what? I mean,
Do we really have to pick this game?
I think we have to pick this game because...
Dude, the Rams are on fire. There's no way the Rams don't win this game.
So you're not even giving Khalil Mack... Because Khalil Mack is a game changer here. Khalil Mack could actually get into Jared Goff's, face and cause a lot of issues.
Stop Todd Gurley. I think Todd Gurley still gets 100.
Yeah. You say Todd
150 all purpose.
I'll take the Rams and say. I'll let you have this one because I think Khalil Mack is still going to be a big threat. If he can get
to. Are you taking the Bears?
I'm not going to take the Bears. Oh. I'm not going to. The King of the North against the Rams.
Did you just admit it? Don't edit this. I think you just admitted that he's the king of the North.
I was drunk. Clearly, I am drunk, sir. What's up? See, me shaking a glass clearly shows that I am clearly intoxicated. And you can't use this as evidence against me, sir. But I do believe Khalil Mack's going to be a threat, but at the same time, Gurley and Robert Woods coming in relief for Coop, it's going to be a game changer. Rams all the way, sir.
Okay.
Oh, Joe, that ain't good enough. Come on, Joe. Thank you, baby. Thank you. You make blood come to my damn mouth. You got to make blood come to the mouth.
All right, now it's time to pick the rest of the field. It's 3-point stance. We're going to make two picks, one for the upset of the week, the other for the lock of the week. You get your lock, that's 1 point. You get your upset, that's 2 points. Put them together, that's 3 points all together. Parth, I will let you go first since you are the leader of the pack, sir.
All right, my lock is going to be Chargers over Bengals. Duh.
Well, Andy Dalton's out for the season. So Andy Dalton's out for the season. AJ Green's out for the season. So there's nobody that can lead the way for that. I'm going to put it to you like this. We have seen the final days of Marvin Lewis.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. There's 16 years, no playoff victories. This will be his 17th. He's coaching next season. I guarantee you.
He has no other. He has no plan B. What is he gonna bring to the Cincinnati Bengals that he hasn't brought in the last 16 seasons, sir?
No matter.
Go ahead. So you're going Bengals. So you're going the Bengals drop to the Chargers. Who at this point, Chargers finding a way to win in December, but. Wait till you get the Chiefs.
What is the line on the Bills and the Jets?
Ooh, Bills and the Jets. The Bills are favored by 3.5.
I'm going to go the goddamn Jets.
Are you about to disappoint the Bills Mafia here?
I'm going the goddamn Jets. Where is it first? Is it
in Buffalo. Yeah. It's a 1 o'clock game. The tables will be set up.
Goddamn Jets. Tables brought from home. Home Depot.
Do you think they're
sending kids to school to make tables, right? Woodshop class is like the most popular thing in Buffalo right now.
We've been making tables for the last 13 weeks. Well, you know, we got to get ready for the table shortages that are set to happen at 84. That's a wild one. Jets versus Jets over Bills. It's happened before. All right. My lock of the week. I would have to think the Steelers can shut down the Raiders, especially with the Raiders a 10.5-point underdog at home. So I'm going to go with the Steelers getting the victory. My upset, as I look here. Do I want to live dangerously? I'm not going to pick the Buccaneers to upset the Saints, although that would be a sexy pick.
Although, stranger things have happened last week.
You know what? I'll go on a limb here. The Texans are currently on a 10-game winning streak.
Damn, I did not see that coming. When we beat them, we were the last team to beat them, weren't we?
I think so.
Yeah.
That streak will be ended by Andrew Luck and the Colts.
Okay.
Who will probably hold their own. It's Texans are a 4.5-point favorite at home. I'm calling the Colts to beat the Texans. Andrew Luck is starting to love football again and have fun and show off. And that's
T.Y. Hilton is being T.Y. Hilton again.
Isn't that what you need, though? T.Y. Hilton being T.Y. Hilton? I say that because I have T.Y. Hilton in my fantasy team, and I really need to beat Ashton. If I can get a good buffer going into next week's game.
So what you got to do is you got to look at next week, though. Yeah. You play them twice. Look at your schedule for next week. That's what you got to look at. Don't worry about. I mean, I'm not saying don't worry about the first week, but the second week is where you need to concentrate.
Well, then
you might need to pick somebody up.
Well, then I'm screwed because next week on Thursday night, Chargers versus Chiefs.
Ooh, it's gonna be a game.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that game. There's actually a couple of Saturday games and everything else that we'll talk about next week. But until then, Facebook.com/FranchiseFrenzy is the home of the frenzy. Everything you need to get, even the Mark Sanchez butt fumble recovery, which is amazing. Facebook.com/FranchiseFrenzy.
I better see you Saturday. Warehouse.
Regular invitation.
Derby Date Invitational.
What
Carolina was? Wrecking Balls take on the world. And in the main event.
The world.
The world. Team Red, coached by me.
All right.
versus team green, which is the color of shit, by the way. Coached by Dell.
Don't you let Dell hear this.
The shit talking has begun. We've already been talking shit to each other. We do want a time on that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Regulators invitation to the 18th. Doors open 5 p.m. 5 to 9.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
More information.
BYOB. Bring your own beer.
Is there a fee to get in, or?
There is a $5 cover.
Well, come on. You can throw $5.
Yeah, you can call for $5. There will be food provided also.
Also, buy your regular gear. More information, facebook.com/Richland County Regulators. I don't know if that's the right one. Just search.
It's the right one. It's the right one.
Richland County Regulators. Get your merch.
You're not going to get a hentai.
No hentai. No, just get shirt, a tank top with the Regulators logo.
Sweat is available also. Carolina Wrecking Ball merch is also available.
Just support. Go to your local roller derby team and just throw them some money. That's all we're trying to do. Throw them a $5 bill. It's the least you could do, guys. Truly, it's the least you can do. Week 15 next week. Three more weeks left after this one. Three more weeks after the season. 11 more spots left to be checked off for the playoffs. What's going to happen? We'll find out next week. Thanks for letting us be a part of your football diet. For the great one, Parth Vader, I'm Russell Franchise. This is The Frenzy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be the Packers head coach, please submit your resume to...
We'll see what the owners have to say about that. See, that's a joke because the team was the town owns the team.
Hey, I own stock in it, damn it. Still works.
How's that return coming?